Welcome to Pestabytes, a podcast series from the National Pesticide Information Center. These are based on common pesticide questions from people just like you.
This is Carmen, and I'm here again with Hossein to talk about garden bed preparation. Can someone use weed killer to clear an area before planting vegetables?
There are many different weed killers available. Some are suitable to use for this purpose, and some are not. Always read the product label carefully to be sure that the product has been approved for this use.
Will the weed killer hurt untreated plants nearby?
Some weed killers are likely to stay put based on their chemical properties. Other weed killers are likely to move down into the soil or up into the air based on their chemical properties. Following the label will protect untreated plants nearby.
Will the weed killer hurt the vegetables if I wait a month to plant them?
In the soil, weed killers can be broken down by microbes and water. Their labels will tell you whether or not you have to wait before planting new seeds or starts, and how long to wait. Some weed killers last so long that they shouldn't be used for garden bed preparation.
Thanks, Hossein.
You're welcome.
If you have questions about pesticides, please call us at 1-800-858-7378 or visit us on the web at npic.orst.edu. Pestabytes is brought to you by the National Pesticide Information Center, a cooperative agreement between Oregon State University and the Environmental Protection Agency,